for a very blessed weekend in San Antonio.
我们感谢神，让我们在圣安东尼奥有一个非常蒙福的周末。
Our brother Kenny Pittman encouraged all of us that God is with us.
那 Kenny Pittman 弟兄他就这样的来鼓励我们，神与我们同在。
God is for us.
神是帮助我们的。
And God is in us.
神也在我们里面。
The uniqueness about this conference is that we had experienced all of that before and during the conference.
那这次特会的独特之处就在于，在聚会之前以及在聚会当中，我们经历了弟兄所讲的这一切。
So I'd like to summarize our experience this weekend in these three areas.
所以呢，我就想要来总结，我们在那里的这个周末在这三方面。
First, I'd like to share how we experience God is in us.
首先我想要来分享神是我们如何经历神在我们里面。
This conference is very unique because we have one uncertainty in the midst of many uncertainties.
那这次的特会有这样一点特殊，就是因为在众多的这个不确定当中，我们有这个特别的一点不确定。
From the very beginning, brothers share that oneness that we need to have this conference face to face.
那从一开始的时候，弟兄们他们就有这样一个共同的认识，就是我们需要有一场面对面的聚会。
And that was the only certainty about this conference.
所以这个就是我们关于这场聚会唯一所确定的。
And we lived through many uncertainties.
然后我们就还有很多很多的不确定性。
Like elevated COVID cases in May.
比如说在五月份有很多很多的这个新冠的疫情的案例。
Or our speaker was ill and...had a kidney stone.
以及我们的讲员他就生病并且他有肾结石。
But throughout this uncertainty, that certainty remained in our heart.
然而在这众多的不确定性当中，那唯一确定的却一直在我们心中不改变。
How could many brothers be so united with this?
那这么多的弟兄如何能够在这一点上如此的确定并合一呢？
Nothing can distract us from this certainty.
没有什么能够把我们从这个确定性上来拿开。
Then we need to meet face to face.
那就是我们一定要来面对面的聚会。
And we do not even offer online access.
并且我们不提供在线的这个聚会的链接。
The only explanation for this unity is Christ was in us.
唯一能够解释这一点的合一的就是基督在我们里面。
And he is not changing.
并且他是不改变的。
Therefore we're not changing.
因此我们也不改变。
In all uncertainties, we remain with that focus. We want to get together face to face.
在面对这一切的不确定性的时候，我们都有一点非常的确定，就是我们要面对面的聚会。
So we experience Christ in us even before the conference.
所以即使在聚会之前，特会之前，我们都经历了基督在我们里面。
Then during the conference, immediately we sensed that God was with us.
那在特会当中，我们立刻就感到神与我们同在。
And we now understood. We understood why the Lord burdened us to meet face to face.
那我们就明白了为什么神这样给我们负担，要面对面的聚会。
Because conference is much more than hearing messages.
因为特会远不止于听信息而已。
That we felt the presence of the Lord.From the beginning of each day in the morning watch.
那在每一天的时候，从晨更开始，我们就感到神的同在。
We felt the presence of the Lord when we have sharing the meals with many brothers and sisters.
当我们在用餐的时候，与弟兄姐妹彼此分享的时候，我们也感到神的同在。
We felt His presence during the fellowship.
我们在交通的时候也能够感到神的同在。
And we even felt His presence in inspiration time.
甚至在唱诗的时候，我们也感到神的同在。
And also His presence in the workshops.
并且在分组交通，在这个下午分组的时候，也有神的同在。
One cannot fully experience the presence of the Lord if you only access the conference message online.
如果你只是在线上来听信息的话，你没有办法完全感受到神的同在。
Therefore, we sense the message. God was with us.
所以我们就这样的感受到弟兄所讲的信息，神与我们同在。
There will be 11 brothers and sisters sharing after me.
那在我之后会有11位的弟兄姐妹要来分享。
God was with us underpinning all their sharing.
那神就会在他们的分享当中来让我们知道他与我们同在。
We can share the grace and blessing because God was with us.
我们能够这样的来分享，因为神与我们同在。
The third, how we experience God was for us.
那第三就是我们怎么样的来经历神是帮助我们的。
One of the biggest worry before the conference is our safety.
那我们关于这个特会最大的一个担忧就是我们的安全。
More than 500 brothers and sisters sharing meal three times a day.
有超过500位的弟兄每一天要三次在一起用餐。
And not only sharing the meal, we have fellowship afterwards.
那并不只是用餐而已，我们吃完饭还要在一起交通。
Therefore, we brought 2,000 antigen rapid tests with us.
所以我们带了2000份的这个COVID 的这个检测的这个试剂。
How many?Was actually used.
那有真正用了有多少份呢
？One.
只用了一份。
And that brother was test negative.
并且那个弟兄检测是阴性。
Brothers and sisters, just imagine 500 people gathering together for 3 days, living from morning until evening, sharing 3 meals a day.
弟兄姐妹，你想一下，有500人三天在一起，从早上到晚上，每一天都在一起吃饭。
Bible said God set the boundary for the sea.
圣经告诉我们，神为沧海定出界限。
Brothers and sisters, God was setting the boundary for COVID.
弟兄姐妹，神为着这个新冠的疫情也设立了界限。
God's boundary is stronger and better than any boundary that any human being can set.
神所立的界限超过人所能设的任何的界限。
If God is for us,
若神是帮助我们的
，Who can be against us?
有谁能抵挡我们呢
？We return 1,999 test kit. Return.
那我们就把剩下的这1,999份的这个测试的试剂就退了回去。
We only need one.
因为我们只需要一份。
We order 2,000.
我们不需要其他的。
God is for us.
神是帮助我们的。
Brother, sister, my own granddaughter refused to return home.
弟兄姐妹，我自己的孙女她不愿回家。
They're so grouchy on Sunday.
他们在星期天的时候非常的开。
Their heart were pure.
他们的心是单纯的。
They sense the taste, the living together in God's house.It's wonderful.
他们就能够这样的尝到在神的家中和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
I think that was the sense of many of our young people.
我想这是我们当中很多的年轻人同样所感受到的。
I will leave the rest of time to other brothers and sisters.
那我就把下面的时间交给剩下的弟兄姐妹。
Good morning.
早上好。
I would like to share a few things that our brother Jeffrey Pittman shared with the young people at the conference.
那我愿意跟大家分享几点关于 Jeffrey Pittman 弟兄跟年轻人所分享的信息。
And I realize most of us here probably did not attend those messages.
那我想可能在座的大部分没有参加这些的信息。
So the following is by no means comprehensive.
所以我下面所讲的不会特别的复杂。
I encourage you to listen to the messages once they're posted.
那我鼓励大家当这个信息在网上贴出来的时候大家能够去听。
But I can testify for all of us who were there, God was with us.
那我能够为着当时在现场的每一位来见证就是神与我们同在。
Our brother's theme verse was from Luke 2:52.
那弟兄所讲的这个主题的经文在路加福音2:52.
Talking about Jesus' childhood.
那就讲到主耶稣他的童年。
And Jesus grew in wisdom.And stature and favor with God and man.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And his message contained many exhortations for the young people, but even a few for us older ones who were there.
那他的这个信息就包含了很多对于年轻人的劝勉，但同时也有几点能够劝勉我们与他同在的这些成年人。
So we first reviewed Zechariah's story in Luke 1.
那首先我们就一起看了在路加福音第一章那里讲到撒加利亚的故事。
Zechariah was John the Baptist's father, and he represents us believers.
那撒加利亚就是施洗约翰的父亲，他代表了我们这些信主的。
God gave Zechariah a great revelation.
神就给了撒加利亚一个极大的启示。
But Zechariah doubted God.
但撒加利亚却怀疑神。
And our brother shared how this unbelief muted Zechariah.
那弟兄就分享到他的不幸让他有多久都不能说话。
Zechariah wasn't able to grow spiritually until he obeyed and said, his name is John.
那撒加利亚就不一直没有任何的属灵成长直到他顺服并且说他的名字是约翰。
And this is not just for the young people. Many of us are also muted occasionally due to our unbelief.
那这不光只是说年轻人，我们很多成年人也一样，常常因为我们不幸而让我们哑口无言。
We have a life within us ready to be expressed.
我们里面有这样一个生命，让我们能够把它彰显出来。
Ready to grow.
它也准备好了来成长。
But we're unable to express it because we're unwilling to take a stand of faith.
然而常常我们却没有办法把它表现出来，因为我们没有办法，就是凭着信心站立。
But our brother encouraged us.
但我们弟兄鼓励我们。
Just like Zechariah, the simplest way to come out of this muted predicament is simply to obey.
那就是好像撒加利亚一样，让我们能够从这个不能言的这个光景当中出来，最简单的方法就是来顺服。
So if you feel like we're in this predicament right now, there's a way out. Simple obedience.
所以我们觉着我们现在也在这个困境当中，但有一条路能够让我们走出来，就是那简单的顺服。
Jeffrey also reminded the young people that they have the life of Christ in them once they're born again.
那同样 ，Jeffrey 弟兄也提醒了年轻人，一旦他们信主得生的时候，重生的时候，他们里面就有基督的生命。
And I have no idea how you're going to translate this, Sean, but therefore they are not too young to adult it with the things of God.
所以呢，就是他们关于神的事情不会说因为外表的年龄太过年轻而不能够成熟。
In other words, once we have the life of Christ in us.
换句话说，就是一旦我们里面有了基督的生命
，we have the capacity to grow into spiritual maturity, regardless of our physical maturity.
那就无关于我们外边的年龄是否是年长或年幼，那我们在里边都有这样的一个潜能，能够再让我们属灵上成熟。
We're to be full-fledged Christians and act like a full-fledged Christian.
那我们就会成为那成熟的基督徒，并且应该能够表现出成熟基督徒的样子。
There's a choice before us: rebellion or responsibility.
所以在我们面前就有这样的一个选择，我们是顺服或者悖逆。
And he encouraged the young people, we are not too young to take up responsibility in the house of God and in the home.
所以他就鼓励年轻的弟兄姐妹，那我们不会因为年龄太过幼而不至于在聚会当中不能够承担任何属灵的责任，在家庭当中也是一样。
Jesus was fully ready to be about his father's business at the age of 12.
那当耶稣只有十二岁的时候，他就准备好了为着父家一切的事。
In the words of 1 John 2:14, he was strong, the word of God abided in him, and he overcame the evil one.
那这个约翰一书二章十四节那里就讲到说，他是刚强的，神的道常在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
So our brother challenged us.
所以我们弟兄就这样的挑战我们。
Do we have such a testimony?
我们是否有这样的一个见证呢？
Or have we allowed sin to weaken us?
还是我们让罪让我们软弱？
Have we been lazy and not hidden his word in our hearts when we could?
我们是否因为懒惰而没有能够默想默记神的话呢？
Have we run from every spiritual fight or have we been standing in prayer?
我们是否在一切这个属灵的征战当中在逃跑，还是在祷告当中能够站立？
And so he told them the summertime gives great opportunity to take up responsibility in your homes and in the assembly.
所以他就这样的告诉我们，那暑假的时候是我们最好的机会，能够在家里在聚会当中来承担更多属灵的责任。
And I think that's good for all of us too.
我想这对我们也同样适用。
May we learn to redeem the precious opportunity the Lord's given us this summer.
愿我们能够来宝贵神在这个夏天所给我们的机会。
For the older ones, there was a special admonishment.
那对着年长的他，对着这个成年人，他有特别的一个劝诫。
Are we, like Paul did with Timothy, learning to treat the younger ones as spiritual peers?
我们是否如保罗对待提摩太一样，能够把他们当作我们属灵的同伴呢？把年轻人
like brothers and sisters in the faith,
就好像在信心当中把他们当作我们的弟兄和姐妹。
Are we giving them room to grow?
我们是否给他们空间，让他们能够成长？
Are we encouraging them to take up responsibility in the homes and in the assembly?
我们是否让他们给他们机会在家庭在聚会当中来承担责任
？If we keep treating them as little children,
如果我们一直把他们当作小孩子来对待
，will not only hinder their growth,
我们不只会阻碍他们的成长
We'll possibly stifle it altogether.
甚至我们可能会扼杀他们
But just as importantly, we're missing out on their passion.
那同样的，我们也错失了他们所带来的这个热情
The washing of feet that young people who are set on fire for the Lord bring to the assembly.
就是这些为神所眺望的人，他们能够在聚会当中来彼此为我们洗脚
So may the Lord encourage all of us.
所以愿主能够来鼓励我们众人
And help us to encourage these young people to rise up and build with us.
也让我们能够鼓励这些年轻人，让他们能够起来与我们一同的来建立
Again, that was by no means comprehensive.
那我当然，我希望上面所讲的不会太过复杂。
感谢主，在这次夏令会里面，差遣了许多的弟兄姐妹给我们儿童服事，有非常大的帮助。
I thank the Lord that the Lord has sent many, many brothers and sisters to enter into children's ministry service at the summer conference. This has been a great help.
从一大早就带孩子走路到餐厅吃早饭，然
后呢 before the crack of dawn, they would bring the children and walk them to the to do morning watch, and then they would accompany the children to have breakfast with them.
然后呢，又带他们进到教室里参加早晨的课。
And then they would lead the children to their morning classrooms and to be prepared for the Sunday school.
然后到中午的时候呢，又有家长弟兄们带领孩子去中饭。
And then during lunch, there would be parents and brothers and sisters to lead the children to have lunch with them.
吃完中饭呢，还带他们到另外一个教室等待父母来接他们回去。
And then after the children has finished eating lunch, they would bring these children to a different room to wait for their parents to pick them up.
当然还有准备早晨的课、下午的课、晚上的课的老师们。
And then there are also teachers who prepare the morning sessions, afternoon activities, and evening classes for them.
最后在礼拜天的早晨我们还特别为孩子们准备了几个见证和福音的信息
And then furthermore, on the Lord's Day, the last session, we also have brothers and sisters who have a special gospel message and testimonies prepared for these children.
当我们礼拜四晚上开始在走廊像往常一样巡逻的时候我们非常惊讶觉得好像好轻松哦
So Thursday night, as usual, we were the hall monitors. We were walking down the halls, and suddenly we felt like there's this load off our shoulders.
因为以前啊，记得我们都要帮那个婴儿房、幼儿房推着那个婴儿车，因为小孩子哭得太厉害了，我们大家都要下台帮忙。
Because in previous years, we have to put these crying infants into strollers and push them around the hallway to minimize the noise.
今年都没有了。
This year we didn't do any of that.
因为他们把婴幼儿的房间搬到聚会厅的附近。
Because they moved the nurseries to be closer to the meeting hall.
所以非常感谢婴幼儿房服侍的姐妹很辛苦。
Therefore, the sisters who were serving in the nurseries were indeed have extra burden.
今年那个学前班就是 preschool 一共有14位三四岁的小孩。
So in the preschool classroom, this year we have about 14 three- and four-year-olds.
这次主题是主来的日子近了。
And our theme is, the day of the Lord is near.
所以希望每一位小朋友都能够听神的话，蒙主的保守，有平安，经历神真是爱每一位。
Therefore, we hope that every single child would be listening to God's word, would be kept by God, and to have peace, and to experience that God truly loves each one of them.
这十四位小朋友个个是活泼可爱，老师也准备得很丰富，所以大家都非常的开心。
These 10 plus children are very energetic and cute and adorable, and the teachers are already also very well prepared, and therefore everybody was very happy.
有些小孩子都不希望父母来接他们，所以有的时候有父母早一点来接，那小孩还在教室里哭。
Some children would not even want to be picked up from their classrooms. A few of them, when the parents came early to pick them up, they were crying and would not want to go.
老师们最感谢的就是小朋友们每一位都祷告，虽然有些不知道怎么祷告，但是他们愿意老师陪着他们一起祷告。
What delighted the teachers the most is that every single child prayed, even though some of them may not know how to pray, but with the accompaniment of the teachers, every single one prayed.
当然了，其中也有几位比较好动的，所以刚开始啊，老师们真的不知道怎么样服侍他们。
Of course, among these 14 children, there were some who are rather rambunctious, and so initially the teachers didn't know how to serve them.
很感谢主，老师们不但能够彼此扶持，而且从父母那里学了怎么样对待这些孩子们。
So we thank the Lord not only would the teachers learn how to support one another, but from the parents they learned how to take care of these children.
对，我们就深深感觉到这些父母真是不容易，天天要对待这些孩子。
So we were deeply touched that it is so hard to be parents for these children.
今年那个老师们给大孩子们分享的是圣灵在初期教会的工作。
So the burden for the older children this year from the teachers was the work of the Holy Spirit in the early church.
今天我们也应该在生活中来学习圣灵，跟随圣灵的引导。
So today, in our daily lives, we also need to learn to live by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们当中有一位孩子一开始就不太愿意参加团体的活动。
In their midst, there was a child who was not very willing to participate in any of these activities.
在第一天下午分组活动当中，他在他的小组中一直不断的说，我一定要参加吗？我一定要参加吗？
So in the first day, in the afternoon activities, he kept saying in his group, do I have to join in? Do I have to join? Do I have to join?
就礼拜五早晨在吃早餐的时候，看到他跟他的父母在一起，所以我们就问他，那你愿不愿意跟我们孩子一起参加晨更呢？他就没说话。
So Friday morning, we saw him eating breakfast with his parents. And so we asked them, are you willing to join us in morning watch? And he didn't say a word.
但是很稀奇，到礼拜五的，这是礼拜六，礼拜六的，对不起，我讲错了，就是礼拜六的下午，就第二个下午活动的时候，他竟然非常愿意的就跟孩子们合在一起了。
However, in the following afternoon, which is on Saturday, he was very willing to join in the afternoon activities.
那主日早晨，我非常惊讶，看到他跟小朋友在一起吃早餐、早餐，参加晨更。
So on the morning of the Lord's Day, I was shocked that this child was joining in with his other children to eat breakfast and to join in the morning watch.
他的母亲说，礼拜六晚上在打包的时候，这个孩子就哭闹的不肯回去了。
His mother said that on Saturday night when they were packing and getting ready to leave, he was not willing to leave.
夏令会回来以后，我们马上就开始暑期的背圣经的活动。
So right after the summer conference, we immediately started the Bible memory verses.
好多小朋友都已经开始了。
Many children have already started the memory verse.
我们也鼓励家长提醒孩子们，帮助孩子们背圣经。
We also ask the parents to remind the children, to encourage children to memorize God's word.
愿主祝福每一位参加服事的，也祝福每一位孩子跟他的家庭。
May the Lord bless everyone who has participated in the service and every single child and family.
我们感谢主，我感谢主，that I was able to participate with various sisters to serve the children in morning watch time. 我是服侍五年级的孩子。
I served the fifth graders.
短短的三个早晨，我们总共只有三个小时的时间相处。
We only have three mornings to be with them.
Thank you. 短短的三个小时中间呢，能够跟孩子们在晨更里面的话语的里面啊，建立生命的共识和共鸣，感动。我们知道，主的同在，因为在主面前，我自己也得到了共鸣。
However, even though in the short duration of a total of 3 hours, we were able to through the word, God's word in the morning watch, to establish this common understanding and the moving of the spirit through the word. We know that God is with us.
我自己就觉得羡慕了这个生命，盼望我们的儿女呢，世世代代也都能够渴慕主如露。 渴慕溪水。
And I personally long for this life. And I also pray that all of our children will also long to, as the deer panted for the water, to long for the Lord all through all generations.
第一天我们跟孩子们有点生疏，我很久没跟孩子们在一起，大家有点生疏。
The first day we were not too familiar with the children.
当我们开始读诗篇四十二篇第一节第二节。
However, when we first started to read verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 42.
这个诗篇讲的是克拉党说的，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水，我的心渴慕你，就是永生神。
So Psalm 42, 1 and 2 says that I long for the Lord as the deer panteth for the water. I long for and thirst for the Lord.
我几时得见神
呢? And this is by the sons of Korah.
Yes. 当我们交通这个可拉党曾经发生的事情的时候，我就借着民数记的十六章提醒他们，这个可拉党在就是怎么样抵挡了摩西。
So from Numbers chapter 16, I reminded the children about the history of the sons of Korah, how they opposed Moses.
然后我请他们参与，大家一起讨论，结果是什么呢？孩子们就交通啊，他们知道的事情，大家都有就是 input.
So I solicited their responses, and they all discussed, and they all have some discussions.
他们这样子认真的思考，我就知道他们了解这个圣经的故事。
So as they think, think things through very seriously, I know that they know these Bible stories.
Yeah, 每一个孩子呢虽然是不一样，有的很害羞，有的很活泼，但是当他们互动交通开始的时候，就活泼了。
So every child is different. Some of them were shy, some of them were very energetic. However, when they start to share, they all become very energetic.
Yeah, 当他们讲到这个小朋友们讲了，哦，那个地裂开了，克拉党全部都吞下去了。他们讲那个神情哈，都非常惊讶，非常可爱，但他们里面也受了感动。
So they mentioned about from number 16 where the ground opened up a crack and all these people start to fall down and their faces were full of excitement and they were all amazed.
他们也明白了神的审判。
They also understood God's judgment.
但是这个诗篇却可以，他们这个克拉党的后裔。却说出了他们渴慕主的心情。
However, this psalm demonstrates the longing by the sons of Korah.
可见的这个可拉的渔民，他们经过神的大怜悯和信实和慈爱哦。
So you can see that the remnants of the sons of Korah has also gone through the great mercy and faithfulness and loving kindness of the Lord.
在诗篇150篇当中有12篇是可拉党写的。
So in 150 Psalms, 12 of them were written by the sons of Korah.
第二天呢，我们读的是诗篇第16章16篇第5到第8节。
So the second day we fellowshipped on verses 5 through 8 of Psalm 16.
大家都很熟，我就不重复这个诗篇，主要讲的就是大卫说的耶和华，是我的产业，是我杯中的份那一篇。
So I won't repeat the whole psalm because we're all familiar, but the emphasis is the Lord is my portion and my inheritance and my cup.
我们这天呢是从唱诗先开始的，我们先唱了这首诗歌。
So that morning we started with singing hymns.
大家心里就已经很开了哈，很欢喜，不像头一天一样这么害羞。
So our hearts were opened, and not everybody was as shy as yesterday.
当时呢，我们就开始交通大卫从小的他的个性，发生了一些在他人生中间的事情。
So we start to fellowship on the upbringing of David, his character, and the things that happened in his life.
从格拉甲开始，讲到最后这个扫罗追杀他的事情。
So we started with Goliath, and we ended with how Saul was hunting him down.
Yeah, 他为什么可以几次有机会杀扫罗，他都没有去做
？How David had many opportunities to kill Saul, but he chose not to.
我让孩子们在这些互动的里面，他们来回答这些问题，他们来思想，来思考。
So I encourage the children to reflect upon this and to discuss and think about it.
很感恩的是，每个孩子答案。都不一样，但是他们答案都是好的。
I'm grateful that all the answers from all the children were different, and yet they were all good.
有一个很安静的女孩，当我问她的时候
，There was a very quiet girl when I asked her.
为什么扫罗大卫没有杀扫罗呢？
I asked her why did David not kill Saul.
他很清楚地说出来。
And he could articulate it very, very clearly.
扫罗是被神所膏的。
She could say that Saul was the anointed one of God.
所以我看见这些孩子们，他们虽然小，但是在圣经中间，他们学到了真理。
We know that even though these children are young in age, we all learn that they have learned truth from the Bible.
而且他们心里知道，我们交通了很多大卫的那个性情，知道他是一个合神心意的人。
Furthermore, we shared a lot with the nature of David. We know that he is a man after God's own heart.
那大卫在年少的时候，他们并不知道他将来会为神所用。
When David was young, he did not know that he would be used by God.
第三天，我们交通到以赛亚书第四十章二十九到三十一节。
The third day, we fellowshipped on Isaiah 40:29-31.
同样的，我就稍微提一下，我是哪个姐姐？疲乏的他吃能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然扑倒。
So just to skip through the essence is that even though men will get tired and walk and become weary, and even young men could lose their strength. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
They will mount up with wings like eagle. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
要用这些话来跟孩子们讲是不太容易的。
It is difficult to fellowship with the children based on these verses.
所以我就想到用老鹰他的性情怎么样来让孩子们明白老鹰他是什么样的一个。
So I try to use the nature of the eagle to illustrate these verses.
当我问到他们说，如果那个暴风来的时候，你们说老鹰会怎么样呢？
So I asked the children, if a storm is brewing, what do you think the eagle would do?
有的说飞跑，有的说飞到那个 storm 里面去。
Some say they will fly away, some say they will fly into the storm.
但我说那个暴风还没有来之前，他就已经知道了，他为什么可以 sense 到那个暴风来了呢？
But before the storm has even arrived, how could the eagle sense that the storm is brewing?
Yeah, 他老鹰在那个时候呢，他 sense 到暴风来，他是在那里等候的。
It is waiting for the storm because it senses that the storm is coming.
等候的时候他并不是害怕，相反他进入到暴风，同时借着暴风他把翅膀伸起来 lift up, 就是他就上升飞到暴风之上去。
As they wait, they will not get as they wait, they are prepared, and therefore they can mount up with wings like eagles.
Yes, 感谢主。所以我们在这几天的交通里面让孩子们看见软弱的可以刚强，犯罪得罪主的神赦免，然后呢，神他用他最大的怜悯帮助我们，仍然可以长生在他的里面。所以经过这三天的交通之后，我们发现孩子们他们的心就活泼起来了。呀，他们好像，我很感恩，就是这个主日学的教师们哈，对孩子们的这个帮助，他们在那么幼小的年龄里面，从神的话里面可以学到这些真理。
I will email to you the English translation.
感谢主。我就交通到这里吧。我鼓励我们大家，因为很多的年轻人有很多的都现在迷失的了哈，我们就尽心尽力为我们下一代的年轻人祷告。但愿我们能够如尼希米知道神所要的城。但愿我们一生都写满了神的故事，也但愿我们的儿女都能够属主。
I will email the English translation.
All right, thank you.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在我开始分享之前，请允许我先分享一下在我能够写下这个分享之前发生的一些事情。
Let me share with you a few things that happened before I could jot down these sharing.
姐妹不好意思不在讲稿上。 我是星期五晚些时候才决定星期天要分享。
It was late Friday night that I decided I wanted to share on Sunday.
那我当时想的是我星期六早上没有什么安排，我正好可以来做这个事情。
So I thought Saturday morning I had nothing happening, so I could prepare what I wanted to share.
然后星期六一早起来，我们就突然接到一个电话，有一个突发的事情。
So suddenly Saturday morning there's an emergency call.
那我先生他就去处理这个事情，他开车出去。
So my husband took the car and he is taking care of this emergency.
结果他出去没多久，我就接到了个电话。
So quickly I got this call.
我先生说他被追尾了。
He had a car accident.
Hit from the back. Someone hit him from the back.
He had a rear end.
然后我当时脑袋就空了一下。
So I went blank for a while.
然后我当时心里想的是，我今天早上这个分享肯定写不成了。
So then I thought for sure I couldn't write anything for the sharing.
然后我先生就说，那你先来接我一下，因为他还要接下去处理前面那个 emergency.
And so my husband told me to go and pick him up.
那我当时就开车出门。
So I took the car and left the house.
但是很奇妙的是我的心，我一开始我脑子是很快速的在转。
Initially, my mind was spinning.
想着各种各样的事情。
I was thinking about all kinds of things.
突然有一段旋律就在我心里面出来。
But suddenly, a melody started to come to my heart.
就是那首我有平安如江河。
There's a peace like a river.
我当时一下子心里就安静下来了。
And suddenly, my heart quieted down.
我知道这个是神的话，神的灵在心里面提醒我。
This is what the urgings from the Lord.
然后我就刚刚开到小区门口。
And then I went to the community.
我先生又打电话给我。
My husband called again.
他说车祸那边处理的差不多了。
He has basically taken care of the accident.
他的车还能开。
And he can drive his own car.
所以他不需要我来接他了。
So he didn't need to pick him up.
我可以回去继续准备我的稿子。
So I could go back to writing my script.
了解我们家的人都知道。
Anyone who's familiar with our family would know.
我们家男生特别多。
I have many, many guys in my family.
除了最小的老三，昨天和我在家里之外。
Other than child number three, the youngest who is with me at the house.
昨天我们家所有的男人都在那辆车上。
All the men were in that car.
我的先生，我的爸爸。我的老大和老二。
My father, my husband, my two older sons.
我先生开的是一辆小轿车，撞他的是一辆大皮卡。
So my husband was driving a small car, and it totally ruined his back fender.
Yeah, the car hit him was a pickup.
Oh, it was a pickup that hit my husband's small car.
但是感谢神，车被撞的不算太严重。
However, the car damage was not too severe.
更感谢神的是，我车上的人他们都安然无恙。
Furthermore, thanks to God that all these people in the car were fine.
我没有办法想象，如果这事故严重一点，后果会怎么样。
I cannot imagine if the head-on collision was even the collision was worse, what would happen?
所以今天能够有这篇分享，全都是神的保守和恩典。
So it is all by the grace of God and keeping grace that I can do the sharing.
今天我想跟大家分享一下这次夏令会里面，在服事里面的一些感动。
So I want to share a few how my heart was moved by the service and the summer conference.
这次夏令会婴儿室有六七位宝宝。
We have about six to seven babies in the nursery.
Toddler 班有七个孩子。
About seven toddlers.
服事的姐妹一共有二十位左右。
It's about 20 some sisters serving.
我的第一个感动是看到弟兄姐妹带着年幼的孩子。
It touched my heart that I see a brothers and sisters who bring young children.
很多他们还有好几个年幼的孩子。
Some of them have a handful of young children.
他们来参加夏令会非常的不容易。
It is very difficult for them to join the summer conference.
最小的宝宝只有四个月。
The youngest baby was only 4 months old.
有些宝宝因为长途开车和到了新的环境。
Some of the babies because of the long car ride and in a new environment.
他们身体有些不适。
They have some illness in the body.
情绪上也有些起伏。
And they were also quite emotional.
这给照顾他们的父母带来了不少的挑战。
This brought challenges to parents who were taking care of them.
有时晚上为了照顾宝宝的不适。
Sometimes, because you have to take care of the baby's discomfort at night,
他们没有办法好好休息。
They were not able to rest well.
不少弟兄姐妹同时还在夏令会其他的小组有服侍。
And there were other brothers and sisters who also, while being parents, have to serve it with other groups.
一些孩子的妈妈也在几天的夏令会中会有一次留在教室服侍。
There were some moms of these children were also remaining to serve in the nursery.
我在这些弟兄姐妹身上看到了他们那颗火热爱主的心。
I have seen these brothers and sisters' fervent love and zeal for the Lord.
愿意付上这些代价，带着孩子来参加夏令会。
They're willing to pay the price to join the summer conference.
不少孩子刚被送进教室的时候会哭。
A lot of children would be crying when they first were sent to the nursery.
他们的父母在稍作安抚之后，还是坚定地把孩子交给了老师。
However, after they comforted the child for a little while, they firmly left the children with the serving sisters.
我想这不是因为这些弟兄姐妹他们不心疼他们在哭的孩子。
I think these is not that these brothers and sisters were not have an aching heart for these crying babies.
恰恰相反，正是因为他们非常爱他们的孩子。
On the contrary, it's precisely because they really love their children.
他们明白要做一个合神心意的父母，他们自己先需要到主的面前。
They know that to be a parent of God's own heart, they have to first come before God.
与主连结，更多学习主的话语。
To be in union with the Lord, to further study the word of God.
在服事里面操练，把神家的事放在第一位。
So as they serve, they exercise the discipline to put God's matters first.
当他们再回到孩子面前的时候，
When they come back to the children again,
他们是那个被主的话语和爱浸润的父母。
They have been nourished and soaked in the love of and the word of God.
他们可以更好地来爱和照顾他们的孩子。
They can be a better parent to their children.
第二个感动是看到主丰盛的预备。
My heart is touched by the second point is God's abundant provision.
这次的孩子比较多，一开始担心服侍的人手会不够。
This time there were a lot of babies and infants, and therefore I was concerned that there may not be enough serving sisters.
但是后来服侍的姐妹完全足够。
However, in the end, the number of people needed for service was totally sufficient.
而且服侍的姐妹们之间彼此的配搭非常的和谐。
In addition, as the sisters co-work and serve together, it was very harmonious.
从一开始打包东西。
From the beginning of packing things for the conference.
到最后离开整理东西
to tidying things up to pack up for to leave
凡是有需要的地方都会有姐妹主动去做
anytime there's a need there will be a sister to volunteer
很多姐妹在不是他们服侍的时候也会过来看看
some of the sisters even though they're not scheduled to serve they would also come to check in
确定是不是需要帮手他们才或过来看看是不是需要帮忙，确定人手都够，他们才会安心的去听信息。
To check that there's sufficient help, and if there's enough people who serve, then they will go listen to the messages.
负责的姐妹也给孩子们准备了很多好玩的游戏。
The responsible sisters have also prepared a lot of interesting games for the children.
很有纪念意义的手工。
Memorable crafts.
比如放着孩子们照片的相框。
Picture frames that we can put their pictures in.
印着孩子们小手的帆布袋。
Their handprint on a canvas bags.
希望以后他们长大还能够知道。
Hopefully, when they grow up, they will know.
在2022年的夏天。
In the summer of 2022.
他们在主里面有这样一个美好的夏令会。
They have a beautiful summer conference in the Lord.
谢谢大家。
弟兄姊妹们平安
Peace, brothers and sisters
感谢主我想交通一点在这次夏令会主在我身上的工作
I want to share with you the work of the Lord during the summer conference
这一次我在夏令会中得到最多的是有关伯弟兄他的交通
The thing I got the most was from the sharing of sister brother Bor
所以伯弟兄把他过去学习中最好的告诉我们
Brother Bo shared with us his best understanding
所以他从尼西米让我们看见神对每一个爱他的人爱他旨意的人
from Nehemiah, Brother Bohr showed us that toward every single one who loved God and loved the will of God,
神愿意塑造我们,
God is willing to shape that person.
并且他能够塑造我们,
furthermore, he is able to shape that person.
所以他的信息很清楚地告诉我们, 神能够让我们
Therefore, we can see that we can become someone who can be used by him.
看重的是我们爱神的心。
The deepest burden by Brother Bohr is that we have this heart for the Lord.
这是他信息中最重要的一点。
This is the most important point from his messages.
也是我们能够起来服事的根基。
This is also the foundation by which we can stand up and serve.
所以这个信息让我去思想有关神的工作。
So this message enabled me to think about the principle by which God worked.
看见尼希米就是这样, 他, 伯利兄所形容的这样的一个人。
We see that Nehemiah is one as described by Brother Bohr.
几件事情。
Several things.
第一件是爱神的心。
First, he has this heart who loves God.
第二件是爱他旨意的心。
He has a heart that loves the will of God.
有这两点, 神就有办法做事。
Once you have these two, then God has a way to do his work.
神所重视的是先得到我们这个人。
What God is after is to gain out the person.
人类重视我们能够服侍什么。
More than what we can do.
但是神的工作是先在我们里头做。
So God's work is first to do his work in us.
而不是谈外面的服事的事情。
And not to just mention the outward service.
所以我们弟兄讲了一句, 很重要的一句话。
So God, our brother mentioned something very important.
他说一个传神信息的人必须在神的信息里头。
God's messenger must be in God's message.
所以这句话非常重要, 让我们看到 我们的生活里头应该被神改变到一个程度。
So it's very important, and we need to see that we have to be changed to such an extent.
我们这个人必须被融入他真理的实际里面。
We have to be merged into the reality of his truth.
能够这样活出神见证的实际。
So that we can live out the reality of this God's testimony.
所以这件事情 我们看到我们人没有办法自己去做。
We see that this is something, not something that man can do by himself.
所以我们弟兄提到第三点, 我们必须在信心的道路上完全的仰望神自己来做。
Therefore, our brother mentioned the third point, which is we have to totally rely on faith, to rely on God to do this work.
没有别的途径。
There's no other way.
所以伯利兄讲到他看见尼希米他 祷告生活的重要性。
Therefore, Brother Bohr mentioned the importance of Nehemiah's prayer life.
尼希米是一个祷告的人。
Nehemiah is a prayerful person.
伯利兄特别提到我们应该有像这样祷告的生活。
Brother Bohr particularly mentioned that we have to have this kind of a prayerful life.
尼希米他的秘诀在于因为这个祷告才能够活出这样
Nehemiah prayed, and therefore he can live out this testimony that he lived with God.
因为这样的祷告让我们成为一个有属灵深度的人。
Because of his prayer life, he has this spiritual depth.
所以我们弟兄提到神丰满的见证。
Therefore, this is the testimony of God in fullness.
能够在我们身上成就。
We can be accomplished in us.
所以神才能够使用我们。
Therefore, God can use us.
愿神祝福我每个弟兄姊妹。
May God bless every single brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这次夏令会。 借着简员弟兄们的信息和弟兄姊妹们的交通分享，主的话清晰生动，又有力量。Thank
the Lord for the summer conference through the messages and the sharing with brothers and sisters. God's word is very alive and crystal clear.
相信也感动，with
strength.
相信也感动了很多弟兄姊妹的心。I'm
sure these messages have touched many people's hearts.
只是我们常常听了很多主的话语，心里也有不少感动。
Even though we have listened to a lot of these God's word, and sometimes our hearts are even touched.
但时间没过多久，又容易回到老样子了。However,
time would pass, and then we same old, same old.
因此，这次我想分享两点得着。Therefore,
I want to share two points with you.
一是如何让神的话真实地进入到我们的生命里。 成为我们属灵的实际。
First, how the word of God can truly enter into us, that they be, it become reality.
二是如何真实地活出主的生命。
Second is to how to really live out God's life.
关于第一点，伯弟兄有提到。
The first point, Brother Bohr also mentioned.
要想得到属灵的实际，一是需要对神的儿子基督耶稣有非常清晰明确的认识。
First, to have spiritual reality, the first point is that you have to have a very concrete and crystal clear understanding of the Son of God, Christ, the Christ.
二是需要有丰富的属灵经历。
Second, we have to have abundant spiritual experience.
这也让我想到在跟 RCG 的弟兄姊妹们一起读经的过程中。
This also makes me reflect about the time when I study the Bible with the Brothers and Sisters at the Rice Fellowship.
我们逐渐明白读经要用心，要依靠圣灵。
We gradually understand that we have to use our heart and the spirit to read the Bible.
要读出神的心意，要读出基督的生命。
We have to read the God's heart and the word and to read out His life in these words.
在这一点上，简元弟兄们给我们做了非常好的榜样。
On this point, our speaker brothers have provided very good examples.
比如 Pittman 弟兄让我们看见，纵观整本圣经。
For instance, Brother Pittman told us about these three divine assurances that you can look through the entire Bible and it's the same.
神与我们同在，神帮助我们，神在我们里面。
God with us, God for us, God in us.
当我们重新通过这些我们可能已经有点习以为常的事实，看到神美好的心意和神那毫无保留的爱时。
Sometimes we have taken these truths for granted, but however, when our understanding of these things are renewed and we see the beautiful desire of God toward us and how He did not reserve His love toward us,
当我们每个人心里都确实是有这样一个神圣的把握的时候，
when we have all these divine assurances firm in our hand,
神的话应该就更多的进入到我们的生命里了，
then the word of God would fully come into our lives.
除此之外，伯弟兄还提到，我们还需要丰富的属灵经历。
In addition, Brother Bohr also said that we have to have abundant spiritual experience.
比如，你有没有去过一次聚会，感受到神的同在是如此的清晰和明确
？For instance, have you been to a meeting where you can strongly sense the presence of God?
这让我联想到，就像我们喜欢出去旅行，寻求各样的体验那样。
This makes me think that we all want to go out on travel and on trips to experience different things.
我们是否在各样的环境下也有寻求来经历主？
However, do we also seek to experience God in different circumstances?
比如读经时经历圣灵的开启而明白神的话。
For instance, when we are studying the Bible, do we experience the revelation of the Spirit to understand the Word of God?
团体祷告时经历主里的同心合意。
When we have our corporate prayer, that we can experience this oneness in prayer.
个人祷告时经历与神亲密的交通。
When you have personal prayer, you can experience intimate relationship with God.
服事时感受到神的喜悦和称赞，而不是人的称赞。
When you serve, can you sense the pleasure and satisfaction of God and not praises by men?
做见证时看到主得了荣耀，而不是自己得了好名声。
Do you also experience when you make testimony that you bring glory to God and not just give yourself good repute?
比如软弱时靠着耶稣得胜。
For instance, do you experience when you're weak, then God made you strong?
害怕时靠着基督刚强壮胆。
When you're afraid, that God emboldened you and strengthened you?
聚会时看到神的荣耀而惊叹不已。
When you sense the presence of the Lord in the meetings, that you marvel at His presence.
关爱他人时真实的经历到与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
You love people to a certain extent that you cry with the people who cry and you're joyful with people who are delighted.
这些经历要远比旅行能更使我们的心得满足。
These experiences far exceed the satisfaction that would bring to you by a trip.
并且也让神的心得到满足。
It would also satisfy God's heart.
更让我们的生命得长进。
And we, furthermore, our growth, our life will grow.
关于第二点，如何真实地活出主的生命，我只想简单分享一点。
Secondly, I want to share simply about how to live out God's life.
我们无法靠着自己的努力去活出主的生命。
We cannot by our own means and strive to live out the Lord's life.
而只能献上自己的全人全心。
We can only offer ourselves up.
我以前对于如何具体如何献上自己的身体，不是特别的清楚。
previously I was not very clear about how to offer out my body and myself.
但感谢主，借着这次的信息和弟兄姊妹的交通，我明白。
However, through these messages and through fellowship with the brothers and sisters at the Rice Fellowship, I understand.
献上自己就是要像主耶稣那样，把自己的主权完全交给神。
To offer myself up is just like Jesus, to offer up my sovereignty to God.
凭着自己不能说什么或做什么。
Do not say or do anything out of your own initiative.
凡事都寻求并顺服父神的旨意。
In all things, seek God's will and obey God's will.
说得更接地气些的话。
To be more direct.
比如当我们把我们自己的眼睛献给神的时候。
When you offer up your eyes to God.
我们就不能按照自己的心意来选择看什么或者不看什么。
You cannot choose what you want to read and not read or see or not see based on your own likings.
当我们把自己的嘴唇献给主的时候
When you offer up your own lips to God
自然也就更容易说造就人的话感谢赞美主的话
You would say words that are edifying to people that would build people up
当我们清楚地明白我们的身体是圣灵的殿的时候
When we clearly see that we are the temple of God
也更容易 过守洁清心的生活
Then we can furthermore have a clean heart and clean hands
感谢主不但给我们宝贵的救恩也带我们走这条恩典之路
Thank you Thank you, Lord, that you're so gracious to us. Not only have you saved us, you also lead us this path of grace.
他使万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work together for good for those who love God.
而这益处是可以存到永远的。
And this goodness will last till forever.
感谢主。
Hello, 大家早呀。
Good morning.
首先我很感谢神给我们有这个夏令会。
Thank God for this summer conference.
当我听到伯弟兄讲到那个犹太青年的时候，当他听到耶路撒冷时，他的眼睛都亮了，他就很兴奋。眼里也充满了亮光。
Brother Bohr mentioned this young man from when he heard about this Jewish young man when he heard about Jerusalem, his face lit up, his eyes had tears, and he was very excited.
我就想到一个，当一个人听到提到地上的耶路撒冷的时候，他可以有这么大的感触。
I was touched as someone who can just hear about the earthly Jerusalem, and he could be has such touching.
他对他的地上的家乡有这么多的情感。
He was so emotionally tied to his earthly country.
我们这些属天的子民，我们是否也有这样对属天家乡有这种的盼望和向往
？We who are his heavenly people, do we also have this longing for his country, the heavenly home?
我想到我的生活其实常常都被这些暂时的、不确定的事物给充满了。
I'm reminded that my life is a lot of times filled with these temporary, uncertain things.
却忘记了，其实神要给我们预备的是远超过这些的。
I constantly forget that what God has prepared for us far exceed all these temporary things.
所以我就想，我需要常常提醒我自己，我的眼目需要定睛在那属天的事物上面。
Therefore, I constantly remind myself that I put my gaze upon the Heavenly Father.
我每天要举目望天，因为我知道说这地上的一切都要过去。
I have to lift my eyes to heaven because all these things on earth shall pass.
我需要每天来渴慕神的同在。
I need to long for the presence of God.
并去往被神充满的地方。
To be led to the place where is full of God's presence.
因为只有那样的地方才有真正的喜乐和安息。
Because only those places offer true joy and peace.
第二个我很感动的点是。当伯弟兄讲到我们的罪都担落在主耶稣身上。
The second point that touched me was that when Brother Bohr mentioned that all our sins have been downloaded on Jesus, the Lord Jesus.
当我们犯罪并且悔改以后
，After we have sinned and we confessed,
主耶稣会转脸跟父神说
，The Lord Jesus will turn his face to the Father and said,
看他已经认了，我也替他赎了罪，这个罪都归在我的头上。
Look, this person has already confessed, and I've already redeemed his sin, and all these sins fall on me.
这个画面使主耶稣背负我的罪，在我的生命 立体化了。对。
So this picture conceptualized how the Lord has borne my sins.
那我更明白主耶稣为我们死不是一个过去的事情。
This makes me understand that the fact that the Lord died for me is not a past thing.
也不是一个将来的事情。
It's not a future thing.
而是每时每刻，当我们犯罪、得罪神的时候
，is every day, every moment, every time we sin and offend God.
这个事情让我学会要操练每天都警醒。
This enables me to learn that I have to be alert every day.
在我所做的每个事情、说的每句话，希望它都是能够讨神的喜悦。
Everything I do and say will be pleasing to the Lord.
最后很感谢神，把我放在 RCG 这个小组。
Finally, I'm very thankful that the Lord has put me in Rice Fellowship.
其实我在 RCG 就一年多，但我感觉好像过了半个世纪。
Even though I've only been there for over a year, it felt like half a century.
其实我们小组里面每一个弟兄姊妹都很不一样。对。
Every single brother and sister is different in that group.
但其实每一个都很可爱。
But all of them are so adorable.
就像以弗所书里面所说，每个圣徒都各尽其职。
Just like Ephesians said, every saint is equipped for the work of service.
虽然我们很不一样，但大家真的是彼此相爱，彼此的建造。
Even though we're all very different, we love one another, we are building one another up.
虽然我们每个人都有缺点，但
Even though we all have shortcomings.
但圣灵在我们每个里面都有不止息的工作。
The Holy Spirit has unceasing work in every single one of us.
记得在小组里面，当一个姊妹看到另外一个姊妹在服事上有短板的时候
In our group, one sister saw that another sister fell short in her service.
那个姊妹并没有上去直接指出这个事情，而是为姊妹祷告，求神的光照。
The first sister did not point out directly to her face, to the other sister's face, but she started to intercede in prayer.
但神也真的听了姊妹的祷告，后来那个姊妹自己就意识到自己的不足，她就开始学习并且操练更好的服侍神。
And the Lord has indeed heard the first sister's prayer, and so she has been changed, and she has learned to serve better.
在小组里面其实看到很多很多这样神的那个人手不能做的工作。
I see many things that that the work that was done that man's hand cannot do.
我真的是看到每个弟兄姊妹都在改变，都在神的家里成长。
I see that every single brother and sister are changing, and they're all growing in the house of God.
我很高兴我能够见证到这一切。
I'm very glad to witness all of this.
我也知道神要成就更多更大的事情。
And I also know that God will accomplish even greater work.
所以我很兴奋，我也很期待。
And I'm awaiting in great anticipation.
最后我很感谢教会的叔叔阿姨们在不停地为 RCG 祷告。
And I thank all the uncles and aunts in the fellowship to pray for us.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Francis, sisters, peace.
这次夏令会我心中有一个很深的祷告是
During the summer conference I have a very deep prayer.
主啊，让我得着你，也求你得着我自己。
Lord, I want to lay hold of you, and may you lay hold of me.
下午读经的专题中，弟兄提到。
In the afternoon, the afternoon workshop, a brother mentioned.
单单听道而不行道，是自己欺哄自己。
But prove yourself doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves.
而行道的人才能得生命。
It's the doers of the word that would receive life.
在他所行的事上必然得福。
And all he does will be blessed.
因此我觉得操练对我们来说是非常重要。
Therefore, I feel that to learn to do this is very important.
在伯弟兄的信息中，在伯弟兄的信息当中，特别抓住我其中一点就是线。
In Brother Bo's sharing, the most important thing that grabbed my heart was a consecration.
罗马书第六章和第十二章都讲到奉献。
Romans 6 and 12 all mention consecration.
奉献是所有属灵经历的第一关。
This is the first step by which you experience spiritual experiences.
弟兄分享到他学小提琴的经历。
A brother shared about his violin experience.
在情感上他被这件事情捆绑着。
He was under bondage emotionally by his violin.
他说人的情感拦阻人靠近主。
He said that men's emotions could hinder people from drawing near to God, himself from drawing near to God.
他经历到自己把自己的情感献给主。
Therefore, he offered up his emotions to God.
另外一个例子是在服事的聚会当中。
Another example was when there was a brother in this service at this meeting.
有一位弟兄被他的脾气捆绑。
A brother was in bondage by his temper.
有一天主点到他说。
One day the Lord told him.
为什么不把脾气献给我呢？
Why don't you give me your temper?
原来把自己献给神，就是要将我们的心归给神。
For us to offer ourselves to God is to offer our heart to Him.
伯弟兄说，求主帮助他一样一样的献给主。
So Brother Bo asked the Lord to offer himself up one thing by one thing.
他把自己的头脑、智慧、喜好、脾气通通献给主。
He gave the Lord his mind, his brilliance, his hobbies, his temper, everything consecrated to the Lord.
献到哪里，活水的生命就到哪里。
The living water would show up wherever he consecrated.
能力的显露就到多少。
And also the power would be manifested.
在我信主的这些年。
In all my years after I believed in the Lord.
我特别感谢弟兄姐妹们对我先生救恩的负担，并付上很多的祷告。
I thank the brothers and sisters who have a burden for the salvation of my husband and their numerous prayers.
我也多次邀请他跟我一起祷告读经。
I've also invited him to pray and to read the Bible with me.
但是都遭到冷眼的拒绝。
But he always gave me the sturdy look and he rejected me.
为此我心里非常的沮丧。
Therefore, I was very disappointed.
直到在夏令会开始之前
，until the beginning of the summer conference，
我依然邀请他
，I still invited him，
但还是被拒绝了
，but he still rejected me。
但是感谢主的是，我放下了那所谓的面子和偏见
，so I lay aside my prejudices and what is so-called face, my face。
不但没有灰心，反而心里有了盼望。
Not only was I not disappointed, my heart is full of hope。
因为知道信靠的人。信靠他的人不至于羞愧。
We know that those who hope in him shall not be in shame.
在聚会当中，主有话对我说。
During the meeting, the Lord has a word for me.
他在主的手里。
My husband is in the hand of the Lord.
他说，女儿呀。
She said that, daughter.
你只管安坐等候。
You just sit and wait.
看这是怎样成就。
See how I will accomplish this.
因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Because I will not rest until I finish this work.
因为知道心，主的心比我更迫切。
And therefore, this fervency in my heart is even more fervent.
夏令会结束后回家的第二天
，After the summer conference concluded, the second day when I was home,
我再一次邀请他跟我一起读经祷告。
I once again invited him to read the Bible and pray with me.
因为我们家的一些变动和他一起读经祷告显得非常的重要。
Because of some changes, impending changes, to read the Bible and pray was particularly important.
奇妙的是，他竟然同意了。
Wonderfully, he agreed.
而且他竟然还可以跟我们谈论神的事情。
He could even discuss with us matters of the Lord.
这在以前是不可能的事情。
In the past, this would never happen.
因为我知道，我们真是欣喜欢呼赞美神。
So therefore, our hearts are full of joy and we're praising God.
虽然我不知道救恩离他还有多远。
Even though I do not know how far salvation is from him.
但是我看到主在他的身上已经工作了。
I see that the Lord has already started his work in him.
这不是人手能做到的。
This is not something that can be undertaken by the hands of men.
当我们愿意把自己献给神
，Once we're willing to consecrate ourselves to God，
在死的形状上与他联合
，and be in union with him in the likeness of his death，
也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
We will also be in union with the likeness of his resurrection。
现今也照样将身体献给。义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
Therefore, I want to offer my body up as slaves to righteousness to be sanctified.
最后，伯弟兄说
，Finally, Brother Boer said,
主耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
我们时刻都可以过奉献的生活。
Moment by moment, we can lead this life of consecration.
在奉献里，天向我们打开。
When we consecrate, the heaven would open for us.
在这个奉献里，生命在我们里面涌流。
In this consecration, life would be flowing out.
感谢赞美主，愿我们一同来一起操练。
Thank and praise the Lord. May we all exercise this. Peace, brothers and sisters. Thank the Lord.
Yeah, 感谢主，这次夏令会给我们一个丰富的盛宴，让我们可以丰丰富富的享受得着。
Thank you for this abundant feast at the summer conference so that we can gain much.
那我今天这个夏令会呢，我的得着就是，下面我要分享的这个主题就是钥匙。
I wanted to share about this what I gained, which is keys, about key having keys.
是的，这把钥匙让我更深入的认识，和仰望我们的耶稣基督。
So the keys allow me to long for Christ and to live for Him.
让我更明白我们伟大的神为我这个卑微的人做了什么。
The keys enable me to understand how this great God have done such great things for this lowly person like me.
因为我也真实地感受到了我是一个多么蒙了大福的人。
I've also experienced how I've been greatly blessed.
是的，我借着弟兄给这样的信息说，我有了一个神圣的把握。
Therefore, through the messages from the brothers, I know that I have these divine assurances.
就是神和我在一起 ,God with me, God for me, and God in me.我记得第一天的上午
The first morning,
伯弟兄结束了头一天的讲道以后
，After Brother Board concluded his first message,
我的内心就有一个特别大的渴望，就是希望能多留这弟兄在休斯顿多待几天。
I have this great longing for Brother Board to stay with us in Houston for longer.
是的，他能把所有的尼西米记的那些城楼和十二个门都通通的讲给我听。
So that he can fully articulate all the towers and the 12 gates.
我真的就好像一个饥渴的孩子，巴巴的在渴望着灵奶。
I'm just like a hungry and thirsty child. I'm looking for spiritual milk.
可是，在后来的交通中，弟兄提醒我说
，However, he reminded us,
伯弟兄只是给我们了一把钥匙。
Brother Bor only gave us a key.
这个钥匙可以引导着我们来进这个家门。
This key would enable us to enter into the house.
剩下的呢，我们就需要自己去读出来和找到。
And the rest you have to read on your own and find out on your own.
看来我自己得自己做饭来吃干粮了。
Therefore, I have to roll up my sleeve to cook and cook solid food for myself.
那接下来下午的这个专题的交通是如何读出圣灵的属灵意义。
The afternoon workshop I joined was how to get the spiritual meaning from the word of the Lord.
弟兄们又给我了一把读圣经的钥匙。
A brother also gave us another key to read the Bible.
就是在每张圣经里可以读出耶稣基督。
Which is you can read Christ in every chapter in the Bible.
所以我带着这个钥匙就回家了。
Therefore, I brought this key home.
第二天早上一醒来
,The next morning, the minute I woke up,
我和我的弟兄就开始重新读尼希米记。
My husband and I started to reread Nehemiah.
结果果然每一章都是宝藏。
Indeed, every single chapter is a treasure trove.
特别是读到第七章
,particularly in chapter 7.
说城墙修完我安了门扇守门的歌唱的和利未人都已派定。
This is verse 7 from chapter 7. Now it came about when the wall was rebuilt and I set up the doors and the gatekeepers and the singers and the Levites were appointed.
原来如果我们心中的最美的家乡耶路撒冷如果没有城墙的话
If our heavenly home, this Jerusalem, if it does not have walls,
那里面跟外面又有什么区别？怎样成圣呢
？How can you separate between the inside and the outside? How can you be sanctified?
主耶稣这个救恩的城墙，那外面会遇见更多的征战、威胁和阻挡。
Outside the walls of salvation, there's a lot of warfare and challenges and hindrances.
若城门不安，怎么能会有守门的呢？
If the city is not at ease, how can you have gatekeepers?
怎么会有赞美者和讨神喜悦的祭司侍奉呢？
How can you have singers? How can you have a priest who serve in an offering and service?
这真正的基督徒的生活真的就像尼希米记第八章所说的。
And the true normal Christian life is just like what Nehemiah says in chapter 8.
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐就是你们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
感谢夏令会的这些钥匙。
I thank the keys that I obtained from the summer conference.
他带我进到了一个宝库里
，which led me to the treasure trove.
当神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们也在他里面得了丰盛。
For in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made full.
我就开始每天在这个宝库里头拾宝贝。
So every day I started to seek for treasure in this treasure trove.
这些宝贝是我的。
These are my treasure.
谁也夺不走。
No one can take them away.
每天的灵里就会被欢喜、雀跃、富足、感恩充满着。
Every day I'm full of delight, and I'm jumping for joy, and I'm rich, and I'm thankful.
过正常基督徒的生活真的不必靠自己。
To lead a normal Christian life, you really do not need to rely on yourself.
而是靠着耶稣基督生命的力量。
It is by the strength of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
哈利路亚，一切的赞美和颂赞都归给我们的神。
Hallelujah. All praises and blessings be to our God.
谢谢。
我分享一下有关于下午 workshop 中关于怎么读出圣经的属灵意义。
So I was joining the afternoon workshop about how to get the spiritual meaning from the word of the Lord.
弟兄在讲解中内容很广，而且讲的读经的目的、讲的读经的步骤，以及圣经中的事实和我们所目前所处的环境是共产。
He covered a broad spectrum. It talked about the reason why we read the Bible, the steps by which we read the Bible, the reality, the truth manifested in the Bible, and the distance between what is in the Bible and our daily lives.
I'm sorry. 在具体到怎么读出圣经的属灵意义的时候，弟兄给出了八个原则。
And our brother gave eight spiritual principles.
弟兄归出的读经的步骤包括事实、属灵的意义和应用。
So some of his steps are, you know, there's a truth in the Bible, and there's meaning, a spiritual meaning, and we apply them.
事实，圣经就是事实。
So the truth is found in the Bible.
神与我们同在，神是站在我们这一边，神在我们里面。
God is in us. He is standing by our side, and he is with us.
本以为这些是我们信仰中应该坚信的，原来这些都是事实。
These are truly what we ought to believe, and these are truths.
属灵的意义和应用。
So now I come to spiritual meaning and application.
我想差不多，平时我们常听说的属灵的实际就是在这两个方面。
So I think these two aspects cover what we constantly mention about spiritual reality.
属灵的实际对我来说很抽象，我过去的理解我跟大家分享一下。
So the spiritual reality to me was very too abstract, so I share with you what I used to think.
简单的说，我认为属灵提升了，行为相应的也会提升。
So,simplistically, I think that if my spiritual level is elevated, then my behavior would also be elevated.
但行为会有一点滞后。
However, my behavior is actually a little backwards.
所以我一直在努力地提升属灵的认知，希望来带动属灵的实际来。
So I constantly strive to elevate my spiritual knowledge to bring forth spiritual behavior.
如果形象一点描述，就是一条腿在拖着另外一条腿走路。
To put it into a better concept, it's like one foot is lifting another foot to walk.
弟兄在讲解时举了一个大家比较熟悉的事实。
Our brother mentioned a truth.
亚伯拉罕向以撒。
Of when Isaac was offered by Abraham.
当神让亚伯拉罕向以撒，他就这样行了。
God told Abraham to offer up Isaac, and he did.
亚伯拉罕被大大的祝福，而且他的信心得以完全。
Abraham was greatly blessed, and his faith was made complete.
讲解到这里，弟兄又提了一个问题。
Here, our brother asked us this question.
如果亚伯拉罕虽然听到神的话，但他没有行动，会怎么样
？If Abraham had heard what God asked him and he did nothing, what would happen?
或者说，如果亚伯拉罕想听神的话，但他想回去先跟太太商量一下，又会怎么样？
In other words, Abraham heard what God wanted him to do, but he wanted to go home and discuss it with his wife. What would happen?
我想结果就是亚伯拉罕会失去这份祝福，而且我们今天也不会在这里聚集。
The result was that Abraham would lose the blessing of God, and we wouldn't be here gathering today.
更重要的是，亚伯拉罕信心的根基会被大大的摇动。
Furthermore, the foundation of Abraham's faith will be greatly shaken.
在这时候，我想到另外一个事实，不是故事。
This led me to think about another truth. It's not a fiction.
少年财主进神的国。
the rich young ruler entering into the kingdom of God.
我认为在这个故事最关键的是主最后问财主的那句话，你还缺少一件。
I think the key to this truth is that what the Lord said to the rich young ruler at the end, you one thing you lack.
每个人在主面前都还缺少一件。
Everyone before the Lord, you lack at least one thing.
而这缺少的一件，往往是这个人在世上的时候他的命根子。
And the one thing you lack is probably the thing that is most important to you.
我们再回到前面两个事实。
Let's compare and contrast these two facts.
圣经在创世纪二十二章中记录神对亚伯拉罕所说的话，与主在马可福音四章中与财主的对话。
So God's words to Abraham in Genesis 22 and Jesus to the rich young ruler in Mark 10.
基本上表达了同一个意思，这个意思就是神希望他们在行为上和属灵的认知上看见相匹配。
So which is basically the same thought. God wants both of them to have a spiritual understanding in measurement with their spiritual seeing, behavior.
而且他们两个都有相似的属灵看见。
Furthermore, these two people have similar spiritual seeings.
亚伯拉罕的属灵看见是因为他看到了神，他遇到了神。
Abraham's spiritual seeing is that he has seen God.
财主的属灵看见我们也很清楚，他是看到耶稣有永生。
The rich ruler also sees that God has Jesus has eternal life.
但他们的行为应用上，在对他们所相似的属灵看见却有不同的回应。
But they responded differently in behavior based on similar spiritual seeing.
那么结果就是亚伯拉罕的信心得以完全，而财主的信心。
So therefore, the result is that Abraham's faith was made perfect, and the faith of the rich ruler.
财主在脸变得是忧忧愁愁地走了。
So the rich ruler's face fell, and he went away grieved.
所以夏令会之后，我对属灵的理解是属灵的看见。和应用是两条正常的腿在交配走路。
So I have a different understanding of spiritual reality, which is how we apply our spiritual knowledge, which is for both legs to walk together in coordination.
我过去一直对服事比较犹豫。
In the past, I hesitated about serving.
我认为自己我没有太多的时间，而且我的时间没有办法计划。
I felt that I don't have too much excess time, and my work schedule is very unpredictable.
所以心里经常会与神在 argue， 让神先给我一些时间先。
So I constantly argue with God that if you give me time, I will serve you.
所以属灵的看见让我常常有感动，但是我没有行动。
Therefore, even though I have some spiritual seeing, I do not have any action.
所以这次夏令会前，有弟兄让我帮着去做 Red Coordinator.
So the summer conference coordinators asked me to be the Ride Coordinator.
我就犹豫很多好久。
I hesitated for a long time.
但现在我如果回过头看的话，夏令会前和夏令会期间，我就有足够的时间。
But however, reflecting back before the summer conference and during the conference, I have more than sufficient time.
远超过服事所需的时间，而且我还有充足的时间来为这次夏令会做准备。
I have more time for service and more time to prepare.
所以这届夏令会与往届夏令会对我来说，我的得着是最大的。
Therefore, relative to previous summer conference, I have gained the most from this summer conference.
相信今后基于对属灵的看见，更多的认识。
I hope that in the future I will have more spiritual knowledge.
圣灵的感动会产生更多的行动。
May the Spirit move my heart to take out more action.
与属灵的认知相配，谢谢。
Corresponding to my spiritual knowledge.
Thank the Lord for everything He did in the logistics service this year.
那我特别愿意为着神在今年的这个后勤的服事上神所成就的一切献上感谢。
We had a lot of things to move.
今年我们要搬很多的东西。
So instead of the 20-foot truck that I reserved, they gave me a 26-foot truck.
那所以不是我们所预约的那一辆24寸的这个。
Instead of 20, we got 26.
不是那辆20-foot 的，我们拿到的是一辆26-foot 的这个 truck. 英尺，英尺，对不起，英尺，二十英尺，二十六英尺。
Yeah, and I was initially shocked by the size of the truck.
那一开始的时候，我觉着这个车很大。
But when I recovered from that shock, I remembered to trust in the Lord.
但当我从这个震惊当中缓过来的时候，我就记得要相信神。
That truck was perfect for us.
因为那辆车对我们来说是刚好的。
We packed it from the front to the back, single layer.
那我们从车头到车尾用一层就把所有东西都摆整齐了。
Very few boxes stacked.
只有几个箱子我们要垒起来。
220 miles to San Antonio and back, things hardly shifted.
那220英里从休斯顿到圣安东尼奥并回来，很少有东西有位置挪移。
I don't think we broke anything.
我想我们也没有弄坏任何东西。
And also because it was so large, we had a ramp that was wide enough. One brother just pushed that heavy AV cart in the back up under the truck.
那因为这个车是这么的大，所以我们这个要把东西放上去的那个坡是足够的宽，那一个弟兄就能够轻松的把这个放着音响设备的推车就直接推上去。
But we needed someone to drive this monster truck.
那但我们需要一个司机能够来开这辆非常大的车。
So one night while we were praying in the English group,
所以有一天当我们在这个英文的组里为这事祷告的时候
，afterwards a brother said, "Do you know in our fellowship there's a brother who's a professional bus driver?"
那有一个弟兄就提起说，你知不知道在我们聚会当中有一位弟兄他是这个职业的卡车司机
？So we invited him and thanked the Lord. Our brother accepted.
所以我们就邀请他，感谢主，这位弟兄就接受了我们的邀请。
He drove that 26-foot monster to and from San Antonio and all around the campus.
那这个弟兄就开着这辆车到了圣安东尼奥，并且在校园这个周围也都是他在开车。
And he always greeted me with a smile on his face.
并且他每一次见到我总是面带笑容来问候我。
I'm so thankful because there were so many brothers and sisters that helped out. All throughout the process.
我何等的感恩，因为在整个这个过程当中，有这么多的弟兄姐妹都在这里帮忙。
On the Sunday before summer conference, we had to pack everything up and move it to the building 2 cafeteria.
那在这个夏令会之前的那个主日，我们要把所有的东西都装好，并且要把它放到 building 2的那个餐厅里。
And I thought I would need to get a team together to do this.
那一开始我想的时候，我觉得我需要有一队的人来帮助我。
But by the time the message ended, I found out that.Half of the things had already been packed and moved.
那但是在那天的主日信息结束之后，我发现有一半的东西都已经被装好，已经被搬好了。
And there was an army of brothers and sisters, young to old, moving things without me having to ask them.
那一天的话，就有一个军队的弟兄姐妹，从年轻到年长的，他们都一起来帮助服侍，我甚至都没有去邀请他们。
I also want to give thanks particularly for the RCGG brothers.
那我特别要感谢的就是在 Rise 团契的弟兄姐妹。
They were with me for all the unloading and loading phases.
那在整个这个把车装到车上以及卸货的过程当中，他们一直都帮助我。
And I'm particularly touched because I'd never spoken to any of them before.
那我是这么的被感动，因为在此之前我几乎都没跟他们说过话。
But I thank the Lord, I know some of their names now.
但感谢神，我现在知道他们当中一些人的名字了。
And of course, the Yesco brothers were also more than willing to help any single time I sent out a text asking for help.
那当然呢，就是在 Yes Group 聚会的弟兄姐妹，每当我有任何的邀请去发给他们信息之后，他们都非常愿意来帮助我。
I also thank the Lord for several older brothers and sisters that I could lean on throughout the entire process.
也感谢主，因为有几位年长的弟兄姐妹，在整个过程当中，我都可以来依靠他们。
They not only taught me how to plan everything and how to do logistics.
不仅他们告诉我该如何的计划各种各样这个后勤的服事。
But they showed me to how to always be attentive to the needs of the saints.
那并且他们也告诉我如何能够关心到圣徒们他们的需要。
And how to be alert at all times while still having a quiet, restful trust.
并且不仅在时刻都保持一个警醒的心，也同时能够有一个安息的心。
I have so many more things to share about concerning the logistics service.
那我关于这个后勤的服事，我还有好多的事情可以分享。
But what I'm most thankful for is the opportunity to serve in His body.
但我最感恩的就是有这样的机会能够在神的身体的里面来侍奉。
And to see that he is teaching us and he's training us even in something like the logistics service.
并且感恩的就是他在关于后勤这样的事情服事的事情上也能够来教导我们来训练我们。
Thank you.
谢谢。
感谢主，今年的夏令会与我们同在。
Praise the Lord that the